Big losses at Bank of America.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson. The nation's largest bank by assets lost more than $7 billion last quarter. Bank of America blames the loss on the cost of adjusting to new credit and debit card laws. The bank says things have actually improved when it comes to loan defaults. And it says foreclosures will go forward on more than 100,000 properties after they were halted a week ago. For more on that part of the story, we're joined live by our own Mitchell Hartman. Good morning, Mitchell.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So, Mitchell, why has Bank of America resumed foreclosures?
Well, you'll remember that B of A and also GMAC, which is another big mortgage servicer, are under scrutiny for having done these so-called robo-filings, having teams swoop in and sign hundreds of foreclosure documents a day, allegedly without reading them, sometimes maybe not even knowing what was in them. B of A now says they've reviewed their process, they've found nothing amiss, and they'll resume, as you said, more than 100,000 foreclosures. This is in 23 states where a judge's approval is required. They're going state by state elsewhere in the country. GMAC also said it's slowly going to restart the foreclosure process.
So the banks are making the case that everything is okay. Is everyone else going to be okay with that?
Consumer advocates say that's hard to believe that they've done these reviews and everything is fine. 50 state attorneys general have also announced a nationwide investigation. But Chris Whalen of Institutional Risk Analytics says these foreclosure reviews don't matter very much in the final analysis.
So people need to understand that in most cases, the bank is going to win because they lent money and the borrower has defaulted. Whether or not the paperwork at the courthouse is in place doesn't really matter.
Now, Whalen does say that Wall Street did cut corners. That could spell continuing trouble for banks in the form of lawsuits and at least some foreclosures maybe being held up or even reversed.
Okay, thanks, Mitchell. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Thanks. You're welcome.
The strikes continue in France, putting the country's fuel supplies in jeopardy. Workers are protesting against the government's plan to change the retirement age. Marketplace's Europe correspondent Stephen Beard reports.
France has not been paralyzed, but transportation has been severely disrupted. All 12 of the country's oil refineries have been shut down. Oil deliveries have slowed to a trickle because many tanker drivers have joined the strike. Some 2,000 gas stations around the country have run dry. Panic buying by drivers has made matters worse. In spite of the disruption, around 70% of the people, according to the latest poll, support the protests. Patrick Novak is a union organizer involved in the action. He says the government's reform is deeply unpopular.
I never seen so many people so disappointed about the government in place today in France.
The government says it will press ahead with the pension reform regardless of any protests. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Some big earnings numbers out today. We mentioned that loss at Bank of America. We'll also hear from Goldman Sachs as well as Coca-Cola and Johnson & Johnson. Markets are mixed. European markets are down slightly at this hour. Asian markets closed higher today. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow finished up 80 points at 11,143.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation Defender, helping doctors, lawyers, and small business owners monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. ReputationDefender.com. By The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at The Economist online. And by MassMutual, providing insurance coverage for eligible breast cancer survivors at massmutual.com/bcawareness.
We are just a couple months away from expiration day for some key subsidies for fuel-efficient cars, specifically tax breaks for hybrid vehicles and charging stations for plug-ins. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong has more.
Here's how a charging station works. Early adopter Rob Neighbor of suburban Washington's already got one in his garage. Neighbor pulls into home in his special edition Toyota RAV4 EV for electric vehicle. He walks over to a 4-foot metal box and pulls out what looks like a ping pong paddle.
And I put the paddle right into the car, which is a lot like putting an 8-track in a tape deck.
Voila, car starts charging. But the charging station costs $2,000. A federal tax credit covers half the costs. And before it expires in January, Jay Friedland at the advocacy group Plug in America wants Congress to renew it.
If you look at all of the technologies, electric drive, actually running the wheels to the ground on electricity is the most efficient way to do it.
Electric cars are a favored child of the government. It also gives loans to alternative fuel car makers and credits to buyers of plug-in vehicles.
There is an element of picking winners. There's no question.
Analyst Michael Liebreich is with Bloomberg Clean Energy Finance.
In the scramble for clean energy, sometimes that's become a little bit forgotten.
He wants the market to pick technology winners, not the government. Because what if a different fuel turns out better? What if tomorrow's game changer isn't even a car?
We must choose. But choose wisely.
We all remember the Indiana Jones movie where evil Nazi guy picks the wrong Holy Grail. Historically, the feds have chosen poorly too, says energy subsidy analyst Doug Koplow. Take biofuels. Washington has poured millions into energy from plants, even though Koplow says the planning process can eliminate forests and land for growing food, a net minus for the planet.
My concern is that a lot of these narrowly targeted parochial subsidies will miss the bigger picture and therefore make it much more difficult to solve the underlying problem.
Koplow prefers policy that's neutral, say taxing carbon emitters to reflect the true cost of carbon pollution. That treats all the alternatives fairly. But for now, that's politically impossible. So electric car companies say, keep up the subsidies for us, as a way to do something now. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And finally, a friendly reminder to the best and the brightest at Columbia Business School. Members of the Investment Bankers Club were sent an email telling them to make sure to do a few things when they go to recruiting events. Not to brush up on credit default swaps or interest rates. They seem to have that part down. They were told to brush their teeth, carry antiperspirant, and no tacky cufflinks. I picked the right profession because I still have a hard time putting cufflinks on. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
You don't like the government's education policy? Well, you could always try this.
Placing bets on a lot of different ideas, many of which are bound to fail. But that's kind of the point. Fail hard, fail fast, and let the winning ideas rise to the top.
Race to the top. In fact, I'm Kai Rizdal. When government goes venture capitalist, maybe we all win. Freakonomics Radio is back next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.